CGH About Your Health Radio for this Thursday, May 26th. And visiting and speaking with us today, Dr. Edward Hanlon. He's an optometrist with the CGH Dixon Vision Center. And he's in to talk about Health Vision Month. Hey, good morning, Dr. Hanlon.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. Great to be here. Thank you.
And is May Healthy Vision Month? I didn't even know that one.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck? I blew that one. Wow. I should have known that thing. Usually I keep up with what portion of the month it is, National Day of Calendar like that, you know?
Wow. Healthy Vision Month.
Before we get into some good vision discussion, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So as you mentioned, my name's Ed Hanlon. I'm an optometrist with CGH Dixon Vision, which is located inside of the CGH Dixon Medical Center across from Culver's over on Galena Avenue. I graduated from the Illinois College of Optometry in Chicago in 2007. I've been with CGH since 2008. Married with three kids. We live in Sterling. And yes, I am the son of the famous orthopedist at CGH, Dr. Sean Hanlon, which is a question I get regularly.
I bet that happens a lot.
It happens on a daily basis.
So you wouldn't be related to, would you? And then you got to...
Then we go through all that before we start the exam, yeah. Yep. It's a good thing.
Wow. Does it surprise you when that happens?
Not anymore. Yeah. My dad has seen thousands of patients, done thousands of surgeries in the area since 1986. So naturally, we're going to share some patients.
Wow. So you're probably sitting there looking at the clock, like 3, 2, 1. You wouldn't be related to.
Yes. I expect it.
So what is your role as an optometrist at the CGH Dixon Vision Center?
So as optometrists, we do a variety of exams and tests to examine, diagnose, and treat patients' eyes. Each visit typically starts with the glasses and or contact lenses side of things, and then we transition into the health part of the exam where we would dilate the patient's pupils and look for disease.
And why did you choose optometry for your area of medicine?
I was always interested in medicine, naturally, with my dad doing what he does. But from a pretty young age, I knew that I wanted an area a little less invasive while still being able to diagnose and treat a variety of conditions. So optometry kind of is a perfect combination for that.
So we're getting towards the end of May, which is Healthy Vision Month. Can you tell us more about that? And that could actually be applicable to any month for the most part, but this is the one where we pay attention to it.
Sure. Both the American Academy of Ophthalmology, partnering with the National Eye Institute, put a spotlight on Healthy Vision Month. So this is basically just to bring awareness that eye health is just as important as overall health. Exercise, healthy eating are important for many conditions and both benefit your vision. You know, this year the focus of Healthy Vision Month is to inspire families to team up and learn how to protect their vision together.
So what's the significance of Healthy Vision Month?
So I came up with three for this one. The obvious answer is simply Healthy Vision Month stresses the importance of vision. So without our vision, life would be extremely difficult. What we see with our eyes makes up the world around us. Healthy Vision Month stresses this and the importance of caring for your eyesight. Secondly, it promotes proper treatment of vision problems. Many people ignore issues with their eyesight, which can lead to big problems down the road. So Healthy Vision Month is to encourage them to get checked out. And then finally, just prioritizing the eyes. Eyesight is a gift. So educating people to prioritize their eyes and not ignore possible signs of impairment is very important.
Well, tell us some good reasons to see an optometrist or an ophthalmologist.
The main reason that I can think of is simple. And many eye problems, with the popular one simply being blur, are simple fixes, usually with just glasses or contact lenses. So, you know, the majority of our time is spent just, you know, people come in, hey, I can't see the stop sign quite as well, or I'm having trouble seeing my cell phone, and it's usually a very simple fix. Another reason is somebody's eye health can be dependent on different factors, including family history, ethnicity, age, and just your overall health. So we can help evaluate your personal risk factors and recommend the best steps for disease prevention. Another big one is seeing an eye doctor not only can improve your eye health, but your overall health. So when we examine somebody, you know, we're looking at the blood vessels in the back of their eye. We're looking at the nerve in the back of their eye. And sometimes how those are shaped or look can reflect the health on the rest of the body. So diseases like diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and even vitamin deficiencies can first be detected with an eye exam. And then finally, you know, your brain learns to adapt to vision loss. So some diseases go unnoticed until it's too late. It's common for me to get a patient in my chair where we're, you know, checking each eye, the acuity of each eye, how well they see out of each eye. And you know, one eye will be perfect and the other one is significantly reduced. And they had no idea that was happening because the brain, you know, learns to deal with those kind of problems. So the key is spotting eye disease before it's compromised or compromises your vision or it's too late.
Once again, this is CGH About Your Health Radio. We're visiting with Dr. Hanlon this morning. What are some healthy tips for healthy eyes?
A big one is just adding movement to your day. So exercise, in other words. Physical activity lowers your risk for lots of health conditions, like type 2 diabetes, for example, high blood pressure, which are two conditions that will eventually affect your eyes. So just exercise is a good one to start with. Talking with family members about family history when it comes to eye disease. So some diseases like glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, which are two very common ones that we see, can run in families. So anybody with a parent, sibling, or even grandparent with eye disease should be getting tested, you know, at least once a year. Eating healthy is huge. Dark leafy greens, spinach, kale, high in antioxidants can help with diseases like macular degeneration and can actually slow the progression of cataracts. Omega-3s, so fish like salmon and tuna, we talk about all the time with our patients, can be beneficial. So stay on top of health conditions. Diabetes, again, we see that one a lot. Diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure can actually increase risk of certain eye diseases like glaucoma. Smoking's a tough one. Smoking increases your risk of macular degeneration again. Can contribute to cataracts developing sooner. So, you know, this is a discussion we have with patients a lot as well. And then also, you know, nowadays just taking breaks from the cell phone, from the computer screen, the blue light over time can hurt the eyes as well. So we talk about, you know, taking breaks when you have to be on the computer screen for long periods of time.
Well, how does someone make an appointment?
So with me, it'd be easy. Dixon Vision Center, phone number 815-284-1600. We usually have openings same week, and we always accept walk-ins for eye emergencies. So that's the best way.
And does CGH offer any assistance with glasses?
Yes, the CGH Health Foundation offers eyeglasses for kids and adults for underserved school-age children and Medicare-age disabled or uninsured adults in our service area.
And anything else you would like our listeners to know, Doctor?
To make it easy, just I encourage people to get looked at once a year, whether you're having symptoms or not. Some of the eye disease that we see oftentimes is asymptomatic at first until the condition progresses and ultimately patients are left with vision loss. So the key, like many diseases, is early detection and early treatment.
And sometimes I throw in a zinger. What's the difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist?
That's a question I get all the time as well. The main difference is the surgery part of things. So an ophthalmologist does cataract surgery. An ophthalmologist, you know, does lid surgery. An optometrist, we focus more on the glasses and contact lenses side of things, but we both treat disease, we both diagnose disease, so a lot of similarities, actually.
Well, hey, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is CGH About Your Health, and today we've been talking with Dr. Edward Hanlon, optometrist with the CGH Dixon Vision Center, located at 1321 North Galena Avenue in Dixon. For more information, you can call 815-284-1600 or visit cghmc.com/vision.